USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The travel nightmares for Southwest Airlines keep piling up, along with thousands of misrouted bags in Kansas City. Nicole DeMarco is looking for her bags.
I think I'm just going to look at every single luggage.
Some passengers are stressing after being separated from not just clothes, but medicine and other important items. Travelers dealing with canceled flights now have to deal with luggage thieves. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Department has footage of four people swiping bags from Sacramento's International Airport as the luggage piles up. They were seen rummaging through the bags and dumping things they didn't want. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pelé has passed away.
He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970, the only player to win three cups. But Pelé's presence and stature transcended the game. His only rival as the most recognizable sports person in the world was perhaps Muhammad Ali. Pelé also helped fill American stadiums to capacity when he joined the North American Soccer League in the late 70s. Pelé had been in poor health for years, battling cancer. He was 82. I'm Richard Johnson.
House Republicans will have to refile several oversight requests in the new year. A top White House lawyer told representatives their requests would have to be reissued once Republicans assume their House majority next week. This comes after incoming Republican chairman of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee demanded records from the Biden administration as part of a series of planned investigations, including the drawdown of troops from Afghanistan and the business dealings of Hunter Biden. Wall Street closing in the green, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 345 points to 33,220. S&P 500 rose 66 to 38,49. The NASDAQ gained 264 points to 10,478. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk is telling employees not to be too bothered by stock market craziness. Tesla shares are down almost 70% for the year on their way to the worst month, quarter, and year in the electric car company's history. In a company-wide email yesterday, Musk told staffers that long-term he believes very much that Tesla will be the most valuable company on Earth. Gas prices continue to climb. Lance Pry has the details.
Gas prices are up for a second day in a row. AAA puts today's national average at $3.15 a gallon of regular, 2 cents higher than it was yesterday, and a nickel higher than Tuesday. Georgia has the nation's lowest price gas this time around, with a statewide average of $2.72 a gallon, about a penny higher than it was Wednesday. I'm Lance Pry.
NASA is considering using a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule as a backup to get some International Space Station crew members home. A Russian Soyuz capsule docked with the station sprung a coolant leak earlier this month. It was supposed to bring back two cosmonauts and one American astronaut at the beginning of the year. Tomorrow is Bacon Day, a time to reflect on our nation's love of pork. In 2020, more than half of Americans said they ate a pound of bacon or more. It's not just for breakfast either, with bacon turning up in everything these days, from cocktails to ice cream. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,